WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
And as we said earlier at the top of the show, welcome to all of our new affiliates scattered in different places of the globe. And that is Starcom Media, where we have joined them this week. And we are now a part of that family of stations, 21 stations across the United States and affiliates, 400 and some affiliates, different parts of the globe. We are very happy about this syndication. And it's a step that we've been praying about for many, many years. And God opened the door. And Pastor Jim, I don't know when I've been this excited about an aspect of the ministry.
I can attest to that just from our emails and seeing you Friday night at the gathering.
Yes. I'm just so excited about what God's done. It's and again, this is a promise that God made me a long time ago with syndication, and now it's happened. Megan, I want you to, you can mention that, and I want you to talk about Go Yard and what that's all about.
Well, you know, the more God appears and the more God blesses, the more exciting it gets. And,
amen.
You know, that's why we get pumped up, is because we've seen where you've come from and where you're going, and how you're being syndicated with both of these shows is a blessing. And the newest show on Thursday nights is Go Yard, and the website for that is goyard2014.org. And go check it out, because there's information about texting in during the show on Thursday nights from 6:06 to 7 p.m. There's information about, you can email, you can call in during the show to be a part of the show. But the basis of the show is Go Yard is about hitting a home run in life. And it's giving you strategies and new ways and new ways of understanding how to deal with things. Just like last Thursday, you guys spoke on forgiveness and how it can be a toxic issue in your life, and how you guys and Dr. Falzone and you, Mama Mac, your other alias.
My other name, yeah.
You guys, yes, you guys talk about real-life situations.
Amen.
And Dr. Falzone gives her perspective. You know, she's a licensed PhD. And I'll tell you what, you just need to tune in, because it's hard to describe the show other than the fact that it's a life coaching show to help you deal and handle some of the things that life throws at you.
Oh, amen. And, you know, it is counseling-based, and we did start a new series this week on forgiveness, and that'll be more than one show. We'll go on with that this coming Thursday. For our Starcom Media partners now, that show airs on Thursday night at 4 p.m. in your network, in your time zone, whatever it is. So that's Central Time. 4 p.m. Central Time is when that airs in the Starcom Media family. In the Tampa Bay area, it airs on Thursday nights at 6:06, so 6 o'clock on Thursday nights here during drive time. So that's Go Yard with Mama Mac, and that's me, my other name, because of all my kids and all my grandkids and all my adopted kids. And Megan, you're one of them, and you and your kids. And Megan's about to have a baby and add to our family, and we're excited about that, aren't we?
Oh, totally exciting. It's a long story, but it's through a trial, there's a blessing.
So, amen.
Yes, it's just miraculous.
It is. So we're so excited about that. So welcome to Living the Good Life. If you're just now tuning in, this is a two-hour show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern here on Tantalk1340.com. Even Starcom Media partners can access this show live by going to Tantalk1340.com at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So however that applies to your time zone, then you can figure that out. So, but we're just so excited to welcome all of you new listeners, and we want to hear from you. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com, or Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, who you're hearing today on the show. You can talk to him personally, pastor jim@bohmglobal.com. Listen to this song. Pastor Jim, would you announce this, introduce this song, please?
Love Them Like Jesus by Casting Crowns.
Here we go.
The love of her life is drifting away. They're losing the fight for another day. The life that she's known is falling apart. A fatherless home, a child's broken heart. You're holding her hand, you're straining for words, you're trying to make sense of it all. She's desperate for hope, darkness clouding her view. She's looking to you. Just love her like Jesus, carry her to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves her, stay by her side. Love her like Jesus. Love her like Jesus. The gifts lie in wait in a room painted blue. A little blessing from heaven would be there soon. Hope fades in the night, the blue skies turn to gray as a little one slips away. You're holding their hand, you're straining. Love them like Jesus, carry them to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves them, stay by their side. Love them like Jesus.
Oh, I love this song. You know, we've been talking about the miracle working power of God on this show. We've been talking about how God can take our inadequacies, our failures, our pain, our grief, our suffering. He can turn it around for his glory. And he's always good, and he's so full of grace. That's what this series is all about, God's goodness, grace, and glory. And Megan, when that song was playing, this wasn't intentional that I played that in relation to what happened to you and your husband Ben this past year. But I think that this fits right here because, you know, Moses is saying, God, life's hard. I've got all these inadequacies. I've got all these reasons why I can't step out for you, because I've had this happen and that happen. And in just a brief kind of synopsis, especially for our new listeners, would you tell them how this applies to you and your husband Ben and what you've been going through for the last year?
Definitely, and I'll try to control the tears.
It's okay.
And it's not tears of sadness. We lost a son last April to a congenital disorder. He had a hole in his diaphragm called congenital diaphragmatic hernia. And he lived 33 hours. It was not something that I ever thought that I would have to do in my life, was to lose a child. But just hearing that song and talking about Moses today, of how God can lead you to do something that you never thought you could do before.
Right.
You know, I have one of those testimonies because, you know, I've experienced death with one of my own children, but I'm able to minister to other people in my life, including my own family.
Yes.
That even though I don't know the answers as to why he was taken, I can still be a faith and still be a believer in
yes.
the road that this path has gone down. if that just made any sense.
Yeah, but, that's all right.
You know, I could be of the grieving mother who can't get out of bed, who can't
right.
survive and move on. But I am moving on, and I'm showing people through my own life, even other mothers that are going through this same difficult diagnosis for their children, that if you just believe in God,
yes.
He will lead you out, and He will make you stronger, and He will bless you.
Ooh.
And I don't want to talk too much, but, you know, I prayed for another miracle in my life, and it happened much sooner than expected. But that's the new baby that's coming, and she's coming the same exact week that little Grayson was born.
Yeah.
And so that is so like God, people, is that you can go through such a dire circumstance,
yeah.
but you can come out and be blessed and be of a new mindset that, you know, no matter what limitations that you've set upon yourself, that they can be relinquished.
Amen.
If you would just believe in the I am.
Amen. Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Megan. And yes, a lot of our audience has felt for you and Ben and your mom, Betty, and your dad, Joe, and Ben's parents and the whole family as you've gone through all this. You have a little son, Andrew, and what a blessing he is to all of us. And but now a little baby girl is coming. And so we're, you know, it does fit right here, doesn't it, Pastor Jim?
Yes, it does. And I love that song, the lines about you don't have to have all the answers.
Right.
Right.
Because people might expect us to have them, or we might expect us to
sure.
have them. But we don't have to. We just have to love.
Right.
That's the most important thing is, you know, and for me, that's always been a struggle because I tend to use, you know, my mind, you know, a lot. So I think I have to have all the answers, and I don't. I just
right.
have
yes.
to love and let God's
Amen.
Love flow, and God will provide the answers in His time.
Yeah.
This right. side of heaven or on the other side, He'll provide them somewhere.
Right.
And that's okay.
And in the meantime, I like what you just said, Pastor Jim, because we have got to learn to love God and love others to such an extent that we may not be able to control somebody else's behavior or the outcome of an event like what happened with Megan and Ben with losing Grayson, but we can love God and each other through it and grow closer together as a family of God. I mean, Megan and Ben are so dear to me personally and to all of us at Beacon because of this struggle. We feel like we've been a part of it. And, you know, God, that's what God desires for us, Pastor Jim, is that we are that loving. Love them like Jesus is the name of that song we just played. You know, how does Jesus love us? He continues to comfort us. He may not always give us all the answers like Megan and you have just said, but He's always there, and He was with Moses through all of Moses arguing here that we've been talking about in chapter 4 of Exodus, if you just joined us. God has given Moses a task that is too big for him. And I was studying this morning in the Word, and I read something Graham Cook, and I love this man, great prophet of God, teacher of the Word. And again, I stumbled on this paragraph in one of his books. God is going to give you something that is totally beyond your ability to do. He loves to do that. It's beyond your ability, Megan, to understand how you could possibly have given up this baby to God and stood at His memorial and said the things you did and ministered to so many people, etc. God allows us to have situations where they are bigger than us so that we will learn to trust Him and realize that in our weakness, His strength is perfected. We'd like for you to comment on any of this. Pastor Jim has the email up in front of him. If you want to, just write pastor@bohmglobal.com during the show, and you can get involved in this discussion. Megan, can you just picture Moses feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, God, there is no way. And like Pastor Jim talked about, all the objections that Moses threw up there are so human, aren't they?
They are, and I can relate because I did the same thing. It's like, how can I do this?
Right.
How do you think I'm strong enough to do this?
Right.
And that's perfectly okay to do that, because that's how we learn his nature.
Amen.
That's how we learn how he treats his children, is that I'm here to tell you, until the day that I go to heaven, I'm going to tell people what he did for me, because just like for Moses, he did the impossible, because he is the great I am. There is nothing that he cannot do.
Woo.
There is no situation that he cannot fix for you.
That's right.
But you have to talk to him. You have to lean on him. You have to let him be your I am, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
It does.
Because we are weak. Humans are extremely weak. God knows that. He made us. He created us.
Right.
But it's through our inadequacies where he brings, through the filling of the Holy Spirit, how he can create us to be such, there's no word to describe it, how we can be so, and I just say this about myself, how I could be so illiterate, but yet in the Lord, I am so full of wisdom and so full of strength that it even baffles my own understanding, because I can't describe it.
Right. I know it, because it's so beyond our comprehension. And Moses here in Exodus 4 is saying, God, seriously, you're going to use me? I'm a stammerer, a stutterer. Pastor Jim, I want you to talk about that a minute. Megan, thank you for sharing Grayson's story today on the air.
Anytime.
And hang with us here, Megan. We'll get back to you in a minute. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, you know, Moses had some sort of speech issue going on. And God said, well, fine. First he says, I created the mouth.
Right.
I make the ones who speak, the ones who don't, the ones who see, the ones who don't, the ones
right.
who hear, the ones who don't. So there again, God was saying, okay, I'm over all this. I'm above all this.
I'll get you through it.
And then, you know, Moses just said, just send somebody else.
Right.
I mean, He flat out said, I don't want to do this. It became less of making excuses to just send somebody else. It became less, I'm inadequate to do this, to I just don't want to do it.
Right.
And that's when it says God got angry.
Mm-hmm.
His anger kindled against Moses. And he said, fine. What about your brother? What about Aaron? He'll do the talking. This is how it's going to be. I'll tell you what to do. You tell Aaron what to do.
Right. More than likely, he and his brother had not seen each other for 40 years.
40 years. I agree. And, you know, sometimes, you know, God says, okay, fine, but you're not going to get all the glory for this.
Right.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
And it's like with Esther. You know, she could have stayed hidden when she learned about what Haman was going to do mm-hmm. to all the Jewish people.
Right.
Nobody knew she was a Jew, so she could have stayed hidden in the king's palace. And yet her uncle Mordecai, her cousin Mordecai, said, don't think because you're there you're going to be any more protected.
Right.
Perhaps you've come to this position for just this time. And that's what happened with Moses. He came to this position for just this time,
ooh.
and he just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And yet it's funny, because when you read further on, it ends up being Moses doing the talking anyway.
Right. But at that point,
he's saying, I can't do it. Okay, I'll send Aaron. Aaron will be the one to do it. And yet it's Pharaoh. It's Moses who talks to
ends
the Pharaoh.
Ends up talking to Pharaoh. Interesting, isn't it, how God strengthens us. Let's listen to this song, and then we'll talk to Megan about this on the other side of it. And this one is by the group Mercy Me, which we use them as our theme song on Go Yard, and I love the group Mercy Me. And this one is Grace Tells Another Story. It's all about God's grace.
They say don't waste your time. You simply cannot find an ounce of good with. They say we've got to lay.
Praise God. Woo, that song fits right there, doesn't it? And we didn't know what we'd be talking about right at that instant. Grace tells another story, and God's grace sees Moses through so much. Megan, we'll talk to you about that and then get back to PJ.
It does tell a different story because there's a different set of circumstances involved when the Lord is guiding you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's proof in that as the story of Moses, because him telling the Lord, just pick someone else. But God doesn't want to pick someone else. He wants Moses. Moses is the man for the job.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's why God gets a little aggravated at him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, no, Moses, you're not going to talk yourself out of this. Here, let me give you, you know, some things to give you some comfort to get you through until, you know, when the time came, it was actually the Moses was the one speaking.
Right.
And, you know, I can imagine Moses standing there, those words coming out of his mouth and thinking, did I just say that? Did that just come out right? And it's like, yes, it did, because they're responding, because that's the power of God. And that's where we need to learn to rely on him and not ourselves, because he can turn someone that quote-unquote says they're not an eloquent speaker, he can turn them into an eloquent and very powerful speaker to get people's attention.
Oh, praise God, yes. And dear ones, that applies to you and to me. You know, this when that song was playing, it reminded me of years ago, clear back in 1984, when God first called me to pastor. I had been a youth pastor, but to be a pastor and start a church was really quite something I didn't want to do. As a kid, I always said I would never grow up and marry a pastor, and sure enough, I didn't. I married a doctor, but I ended up being a pastor. And so it was a time, Megan, like that, where I was arguing, and really, you know, Pastor Jim, you can relate to that. I was saying, God, I am not adequate for this. You went through the same thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It's like, because of circumstances, I mean, I'd had words of knowledge given me and prophecies made over me, but because of circumstances, I figured, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
And it did happen.
Some of your own issues.
Yeah, some of my own stuff going on. I felt I was inadequate
right.
for the task.
Same, just like Moses, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
Just pick somebody else.
Right, pick somebody else. Pick me, said donkey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, just the opposite. Don't pick me.
And then, you know, I did pastor a church for a while. There were issues with that. And, of course, I swore I would never do this again.
Right.
You know, I don't ever want to pastor a church again. Yeah. Well, right. We see how that worked out.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. How did that work out for you? Oh, well, God had his way after all.
There you go. Right there. Right there.
You know, I went to back in 1999, and I had not pastored at that point for probably about 5-6 years, and went to a gathering, a whole, you know, spirit-filled gathering, and I just knew what was going to happen. I knew God was going to say, I'm not done yet.
Right.
And you know, I mean, like Moses, I put up every obstacle. And it's funny because I tried doing this in Chicago where I was living, and just nothing. I ran ads, you know, free ads, advertising a Bible study, and, you know, blah, 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 trying to get the church restarted.
Right.
Nothing happened. While at the same time, we were considering moving down to Florida.
Sure.
And I probably could have saved myself a whole lot of grief if I'd just, you know, done what I was supposed to do when I was supposed to do it.
Sure.
But instead, come down here and boom, found the church.
You and I, our hearts are aligned together.
Which was
nothing
amazing.
Nothing I've
because
ever known.
That was another issue I had. I thought, I'm never going to sit under a female pastor.
And yet, I love it when we tell God, I'm never going to
do
something, do because
things.
It's all like a trigger. And he goes, yeah, okay.
But then I remember that very first Sunday I came to Beacon.
Yes.
I start talking with you. We find out we both went to the same unit. We're both from the same state.
Right.
We both went to the same university.
Ball State University, Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah, though at different times. It's like, at that moment, I thought, okay, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. You couldn't that's when God knocked me off my horse. I mean, kind of hit me upside the head with a baseball bat and said, see, I had all this waiting for you.
Right. And you know, we've been working together now since 08, and what a joy our relationship is that God knew that we complement each other. Mm-hmm. We work very well together. And so often the very thing that we try to get out of is the perfect thing that God has for us. Megan, do you want to comment on that? And because, you know, we're all three of us are Indiana people here.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right.
We are. We're all Hoosiers at heart.
We're Hoosiers. Hoosiers.
Go Colts. Go Colts.
Yeah.
Go Colts.
You know, it doesn't matter what you try to do or how you try to think you can change God's plan. He's going to get his way. And I mean that sincerely because he will. He will get his way.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's kind of like, it's like, okay, well, I'll write it in. There's nothing I can do. And there really, I hate to tell you, there isn't anything you can do when he has a plan for you. And you say you surrender, but then you start fighting back. Well, eventually, you know, no matter how, it could take, you know, a couple months, it could take a couple years. But he will lay things out in front of you, and you'll have one of those, oh, some of those light bulb moments. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, okay, you won. I'm sorry. I didn't mean this to grovel and throw a temper tantrum, but you, yes, it's your way or no way, and that's really, that's the way it should be, because his way is the best.
Exactly. Pastor Jim has a verse. I can tell. I can see through the glass. He wants to share something.
Yeah, Job chapter 42.
Right.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to read one of these out of New International, one out of New Living. But
go ahead.
Job chapter 42, verse 2. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted.
I love that.
Okay. And Job came to the point where he saw finally the sovereignty of God.
Yes. And would you define sovereignty for our audience?
God being sovereign means there's nothing that can stop him.
Right.
Basically.
He's going to get his
all powerful. He will do.
He's going to get his way, you know? So we got to quit kicking so hard, you know?
And I like what Job says. And this one comes out from the New Living Translation a little bit later on, down in verse 5. I had only heard about you before, but now I've seen you with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I take back everything I said, and I'll sit in the dust and ashes to show my repentance.
Wow.
That's just so cool because, you know, sometimes Job had to come, and if you read the book of Job, he went through all this horrible stuff because God allowed these things to happen to Job.
Yes, yes.
And it was a test for Job, and he had these three quote-unquote friends. They were pretty miserable friends and counselors. They would give, and this sometimes happens with us, people give us good advice, and I like, this kind of goes back to what you said before, Megan, about running around getting advice from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, Job's friends would give good little nuggets, but they would surround it with garbage.
Right.
You know, it was always like, Job, you know, this is God, and he's sovereign, and he's wonderful, and he's full of grace. And if you were just righteous, if you just confess your sin,
right?
Because their assumption was he'd be sinned, some great sin, for all this stuff to have happened to him. And all through that book, they're also, if you just repent, if you just figure out, and Job's issue was not...
They were condemning. I mean, it was a spirit of condemnation right there, putting him down, not...
Right.
Understanding what was going on.
And Job's issue was not so much that he committed, because it says he didn't commit any big sins. He was always sacrificing to God. His issue was he knew about God, and he got self-righteous with that knowledge. That was his biggest problem.
Yeah.
And finally, of course, God appears on the scene in the whirlwind and knocks him down a few pegs. And that's when he says that stuff in chapter 42 of Job. And it's so important because that's kind of what happened with Moses. God had to get a little angry at Moses and say, fine, no more. This is how it's going to be done. This is how we're going to do it then.
Right.
And sometimes he has to do that with us. It's like, you know, well, I mentioned before, me moving down here, things fell into place. It was just, it was inescapable. I could not escape from God's will.
This is what it was going to be. Yeah. Same thing happened to me when I started Cornerstone Ministries in Indiana. Megan, I guess what we are saying, all of us, is that even when we're going through really tough times in life, like with the death of your son last year, Grayson, and things that happen in our lives where maybe something doesn't work the way we think it should, like Pastor Jim's church in Chicago, or God calling me out of Indiana after 7 years there and bringing me to Florida, and then really nothing happened in ministry for me for like 8 or 9 years. And I just did real estate and worked all the time thinking God was done with me. And then he gets a hold of me and totally turns my life upside down. And that's the way it's been the last 14 years. I think it's so interesting, Megan, that we can all identify with how important it is to just submit, just give in to what God is trying to do and quit fighting it, you know?
Yeah, it's totally true because, you know, for me, before I knew I was pregnant, I thought everything was smooth sailing myself. It's like, oh, there's really nothing special going on. And then, bam, and it's like, oh, my goodness. This just happened to me, and it's like, yeah, it did, Megan. So it's kind of like I heard God say, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, I'm going to go back, and it's exactly what my father told me the night that I talked to him on the phone when I was given Grayson's diagnosis. Is my dad said, Megan, go back to your roots.
Right.
And it's like, that was like getting, not from my dad, but that was like the Holy Spirit slapping me upside the back of the head.
Yeah.
It was,
mm-hmm.
You know exactly what to do. You know what you're supposed to do. So lean on me and I will get you through this. And, you know, I don't even want to think about what would have happened if I wouldn't have chosen that path, because it would be just pure destruction.
It would have been so much more painful, Megan, than what it was.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, through this radio show, that's what we try to tell people is, and that's what you and PJ are trying to say, that, you know, even though it didn't go the way that you wanted it to, look how glorious it is now. Look
yeah.
where you are and look where mm-hmm. you came from. And mm-hmm. the same with me. It's just pure grace.
But Megan, in December of 2013, when you were given the diagnosis of Grayson in your womb and the potential issues that were going to happen or could very well happen, I remember that you surrendered. Do you remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you talk yes. about that briefly? Because I honestly think we don't see that Moses had that particular moment, but yet we do see it, Pastor Jim, here in chapter 4, as he's going back to Egypt. And what happens there, which we'll talk about in just a second. But go ahead, Megan.
Well, you know, it's when you're given drastic news, when you're given news that your unborn child has a 50% chance of dying.
Right.
There are, oh my gosh, there's a flood of emotion.
Right.
There's fear. There's the fear of death. Even though I know that heaven exists and that I know that's where I'm going, there's just, it's that human garbage that the devil puts down inside of us to try to dwindle us down, to make us feel like nothing.
Exactly.
That's when you know about the Lord and when you know what surrender means, is that that's when, you know, I was just face planted in the floor.
Right.
And I was just emotionally broken. I had nowhere to go. I couldn't even share these fears with my family, but I knew the one guy that I could share this with was Jesus.
Right.
And he met me in this same room that I'm sitting in right now. He met me in this room, and he held me, and he
Praise
let
God.
Me know that it was going to be okay.
Mm.
And when I rose up from that surrender moment, I had a new strength about me. I had a new peace. I had more wisdom. I was ready to charge forth in what I was involved in. I was ready to take it head on, because I knew that no matter what happened, that little boy was dedicated to his Creator, whether he would have lived here with me or whether he would be in heaven. And there is a peace knowing that when you can let go of all of that junk that you think that you need to keep hidden from everybody here, well, you don't have to hide that from the Lord.
Amen.
Because he can handle it.
Whoa.
He can take it from you and carry it for you and make you strong. That is just how That's how amazing he is. And I didn't mean to get so wordy, but
you know what, Megan, that was wonderful. And this show is amazing. And I'm sitting here just thanking God right now for this show. And that so goes along with what happened with Moses. After Moses argued, after he told God he wasn't adequate and all of that, God says, okay, you ready? Let's go. Go back to Egypt now. And peace be with you. His father-in-law told him it was okay.
I think it's great he asked Jethro's permission.
He did.
I mean,
yeah, his father-in-law.
He said, okay, God's called me. I got to do this. Let me return now. And maybe that's because he was a shepherd. And,
he had work to do. He had to get out of his job.
Yeah. This was like, I'm giving you my 2 weeks notice.
Right.
I've got to go to Egypt. And then, you know, then he did.
But look at verse 20, Pastor Jim. Look what he does. He has a firm grip on the staff of God, the presence of God. Go ahead. You can comment on that. I love this in Exodus 4.
You know, he headed back to Egypt and his hand carried the staff of God.
Yes,
So he took the presence of God with him.
Yes.
And, you know, then God talks to him again, says, when you get back, this is what you're going to do. And then this odd thing happens. They stop for the night.
Right.
And God says, okay, enough. I'm going to have to kill you. And
was he really intending to kill him?
Yes. Well, I think, yeah. And I think the reason is he couldn't let him get back to Egypt to represent the Hebrew people unless his sons were part of the covenant.
Right.
And he never had them circumcised.
Right.
Oops.
Yeah.
So that's...
that's what happened.
I look at it almost like Balaam and the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the angel of God withstood the prophet, you know, withstood Balaam. And here God is saying... And it's funny that it was Zipporah...
his wife.
That performed the circumcision.
Yeah, Zippy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Zippy.
but I mean,
see,
you know.
That's why her name is that.
She took the initiative. And I just think that's, again, showing Moses' humanness.
Yeah.
Because Zipporah said, you're a husband of blood to me. And then everything was fine because the sons had finally entered into the covenant of Abraham.
Right.
And in the meantime, of course, guess who's toddling out toward the desert is Aaron. And he meets up with Aaron.
Right.
And I agree. I don't think they'd seen each other for 40 years. And Aaron was 3 years older than Moses. And imagine what a reunion that must have been.
Ah. And that was God ordained. So God was speaking to Aaron over there in Egypt, and he was speaking to Moses. And guys, that's a great way to remember that God has to fit a lot of pieces together for things to come together for the perfect timing for things in our lives. And so when that happens, just realize God has been working on this project, whatever it is, the project being you, for a long time, and all the details have to come together at the right moment. And at the right moment, he's going to raise you up and to be and do exactly what he wants to do through you, which there could not be a more fitting song.
What a segue.
I know. Can you believe this? I just wait on God for the songs that we're going to do and then look at how they fit together. And this is just God and, of course, these wonderful, wonderful songs. So praise God. You raise me up by the group Selah.
I am down. And oh, my soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Me up to more than I.
shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfect.
Yes, Lord, that is what you do. You get a hold of us. You raise us up. We may feel very inadequate, Lord. We may feel that there's no way you can really use us with our limitations or our past or the things that bog us down currently. But, Lord, you're a God that overcomes whatever it is that's going on the inside of us, and you raise us up to more than we can be. So much more than we can be in our own strength, Lord. We just can't. We can't so often accomplish what you desire for us to do until we really submit and just let you become the Lord of our lives and allow you to raise us up to a new place in you where we no longer struggle with our inadequacies and our inferiorities, but we totally and completely give those to you, and you raise us up to be more than we can be. And Lord, that is who you are. That is what you did with Moses. I love the way you said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, God, I love the way you said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And Lord, I hear you saying to my heart and to our listeners' hearts that as you were with this great man of God, Moses, who felt so inadequate, who felt inferior, who felt that he was not the person for the job, yet you raised him up to be more than he could be. And Lord, you do that for every single one of us. You are not a respecter of persons. Lord, we pray right now for our listening audience scattered around the globe, whoever they are, wherever they are that hear these words, let them know beyond a doubt that this message today is for them also. Not just about Moses, but it's about them, each one of them. And Lord, if we could just see all their faces and know what's going on in their lives, we would realize that this word from you today is powerful. You raise us up to be more than we can be. So Lord, we give these listeners to you. We just entrust them to you. We ask that you move mightily in their lives as a result of what has been spoken and taught today on this show. Lord, raise each of us up to be more than we can be. And we thank you for it in advance before we see your miracle working power in each of our lives. Praise your name, God. We give you glory and praise, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It was a fitting song for right then, Pastor Jim.
Oh, absolutely.
Megan, I watched him through the glass. He was crying his eyes out. I had to watch the board here, and I was praising God in here, but Pastor Jim was having a moment. Praise God.
Oh, same here. I was uncontrollable sobbing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Megan, why?
The Holy Spirit.
Why? Tell us what you're feeling right now.
It's just knowing that a person as inadequate as myself has climbed a mountain because of him.
Amen.
And that mountain is overcoming death,
right,
because of grace and knowing where he went, that he is with the Lord, and he's being held by Jesus.
Right.
And just knowing that there's such peace in that, and knowing that because of him, because I lean on him, that to this day I am stronger because of him, and that is the only reason.
Amen.
That's why that song just makes me sob.
It does. You raise me up to be more than I can be. You know, that's saying more than I can be on my own. I can't do it. I admit I can't. I can't be that strong person or that comforted one or the person that walks in peace and joy. Can't be that on my own. But with you, God, I can. Pastor Jim.
Yeah, you raise me up to walk on the stormy sea.
Yes.
We all have storms in our life. We all feel like we're drowning.
Right.
And yet, you know, Jesus is there like he was with Peter. That's the reference. He reaches down. Even when we're sinking, all we got to do is cry out.
Amen.
To him. And he pulls us up out of that stormy sea and puts us into the safety of the boat.
Absolutely.
And all it takes is crying out to him for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And to be more than we could be, you know, Paul felt the same things. He had some issues, possibly medical, some other things going on in his own life. And God just flat out said, I mean, he kept asking God, take this away. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient. My strength is perfected in your weakness.
Amen.
So what we look at is our weaknesses and our inadequacies are an opportunity for God to show forth his strength if we just let him do that.
Mm. Powerful. Megan.
Pastor Jim is so right that if we can just let go of things that we're harboring,
right,
so that the great I am can perform his miracles.
Amen.
It will happen.
Yes.
I guarantee you that it will happen, but you have to get to that point. You have to get to the point where, you know, whether you're figuratively speaking on the ground or whether you're just crying over a song, you have to get to that point where mm-hmm. you let those humanistic things go, like I said before,
right,
so that the Lord can show you a better life and he can help
Amen.
You up that mountain. Because once we let go and let him, I guarantee you that the blessings are going to overflow. That, you know, if you start loving people the way that he loves you, that you're going to see,
Amen.
You're going to see a different side of yourself, and that's God. You're going to see God through yourself. You're going to
yes.
see a different person in the mirror.
Right. That's true. You are. And you're going to think, how did I make
yes.
those changes?
Mm-hmm.
But those changes, like you look back, Megan, and say, how did I get through that rough time? But, you know, those changes and God sustaining you happens almost without us really realizing it sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're kind of going through it. You know, as David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, and in some translations it is the valley of great distress, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And that's what God said to Moses when Moses said, not me. What? Why me? Whoa, not me. Whoa. And God says, I'll be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Pastor Jim? That's what he said.
Absolutely. He said, I can't do this. God said, I'll be with you.
Right.
And that's his promise to us. Hebrews chapter 13, I will never, never, never leave you nor forsake you.
Right.
I'm never going to let you go.
Right. That's his promise to us, and we've got to receive it by faith. And so when life is too hard, and that's like a lot of days it is, and when stresses are too many and we don't know how we're going to pay the bills, or we don't know how this is going to work out or that is going to work out, God says, I'm with you. I'm right here. I got an answer. I got a plan. And we just simply submit on a daily, sometimes hourly, sometimes moment by moment, Lord, okay, I need you. Jesus, call on his name, Jesus, Jesus, and allow him to intervene in your circumstances and give him those issues, whatever those are. Megan, talk to us.
That's so true. You know, it's those times that he wants to be with us when Amen. He knows that we're hurting and when we don't know what to do.
Right.
That's when he really wants to reach out to you. And that's when we need to clean out our ears
yeah.
and open our eyes and open
right.
the Bible
right.
and seek true wisdom.
Yes.
And just as we spoke of Moses today, that is such an amazing story, just like all of the rest of them in the Bible that we've talked about, that you guys have talked about over the last several years on these shows, is that these are in here as proof to us to learn to know his nature. But if we don't get in the Bible, if we don't start talking to him, how will we ever learn? You can't walk this earth and expect a blessing without giving in return.
Right.
That's the most important thing to remember.
Oh, Megan, that was a great final thought from you. And that kind of summed it up, didn't it? Pastor Jim, some final thoughts. And thank you, Megan, for being on today. You're just a blessing on this radio team. We love you, Megan Kramer. Pastor Jim.
It's amazing. And again, I look at how many roadblocks all these people in the Bible put up. I don't want to do it.
Right.
I don't want to do it. Or they took things into their own hands. Like, as well, Moses did later on, God said, speak to the rock, and he struck it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. sometimes we try and take things out of God's hand. And like Megan said, get into the Word. Read about Moses, about
right.
Abraham, about David. They were as fallible as you and I,
right.
listeners. I mean, they were just as fallible as any of us.
Right.
And yet, they all had a heart after God. They wanted to know him. And God met them and did miracles through each one of them. And he can do the same for each one of us if we
Absolutely.
Just say, yeah, be honest, Lord, I got this going on. God's bigger than whatever your inadequacy is, whatever thing you think holds you back from walking with him. God's bigger than that.
Amen. Ah, amen. Wonderful truths today through this passage of scripture. Our series right now is God's goodness, grace, and glory. We hope you'll tune in again next week to go on with us in this wonderful series and learn. But this has been an amazing, amazing, insightful, full of wisdom and anointed show today. And I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you've learned from it. We'd love to hear from you. My email address is pastor@bohmglobal.com, and Pastor Jim's is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. The prayer ministry is prayers@bohmglobal.com. And our Go Yard show, as Megan mentioned, our new website for that is goyard2014.org. There you can go and listen to all the shows we've done so far, except the ones in January, the ones through December. The January ones will be posted soon. And they are always, this show and Go Yard are always on the www.tantalk1340.com website under podcasts if you want to catch those. We welcome you to be a financial partner in the radio ministry with us. Just go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Go to donations at the bottom of the page and go to PayPal and become a financial partner with us. Your money will be used to fund these shows as the Word of God goes out. So it's been great to be with you again today. It's not far to Jesus. Tell you, this 2 hours goes very fast. There's no distance from the love of God. He's always there. This has been Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, and Megan saying God bless you this week. Let's talk to you next week. There's no need for you to fear. You can
not far from me.